This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the last few years, we've had the opportunity and the pleasure of visiting with the legendary Vince Dooley throughout the course of the weeks. From the time in which Coach Rick got let go to Kirby taking this program over and not really knowing what to expect to the first season to last year's amazing run to a national championship. And Coach Dooley joins us right now in studio here on Dukes and Bell. And first things first, Coach, you look good. How you feeling? How's things?
I really feel good. Yeah, I really do. And there's a lot of excitement in the air, as you know, after last year. Came within one play. So the expectations this year of all the Bulldog fans is, let's win it all.
We spoke to you after your trip to the California, the Rose Bowl. That was an amazing game. One of the best games you've seen as a fan?
Yeah, I don't remember any game quite like that. I do remember playing Georgia Tech in 78, which was now 40 years ago. The game ended up 29-28. On a two-point conversion that won the game. Yeah, those two games jump out. The Rose Bowl and that game are the two most exciting fan games. Mm-hmm. You know, as a coach, I didn't particularly like it, but fans' games, they're great.
It is the legendary Vince Dooley. Coach, where did you watch the national championship game that was played here at Mercedes-Benz? And then did you sleep? How did you react?
Well, you got so excited all of a sudden the play before. You sacked the quarterback. Mm-hmm. You know the guy's missed a couple of field goals, and this is going to be a long field goal. So the next thing I turned, and before I knew it, the game was over. Yeah.
Yep. Second and 26, they're talking about that one. But the thing is now, those players, the core group is off to the NFL, running backs, the linebacking core. I mean, is it unrealistic expectations, or do you believe that Kirby's got it now where you simply reload and we're right back in the mix?
Well, I think he's got a chance to win at the highest level consistently, which is hard to do. I mean, only Alabama's been able to do that. Him being Alabama for 8 or 9 years, knowing the importance of recruiting every year at the highest level. And so far, he's done that. A couple of years, first, second, or third, whatever it is in a nation, you recruit like that and build up your reserve strength, which they have on offense. We lost a lot of good defensive players. But the offense is the offensive line, some really good players with a lot of depth. And I've never seen so many running backs.
Yeah, I tell you, you're right, Coach. I mean, you replaced two NFL kids that are now in the league, and Sony and Nick, and you look at this backfield, and you might have three more NFL backs in this Georgia backfield right now, and we don't know how they're going to split the time up.
Yeah, that's one what I thought about. How are you going to be able to play all of them, and not to mention the quarterbacks. We have a guy that takes a team all the way to one play of the national championship, and then one of the finest little young players I've seen as a freshman is coming in. It really is exciting on that side of the ball, but as I said, we got some inexperience on defense.
It is Coach Dooley with us here, and everybody's asking about Jake Fromm versus Justin Fields. I was joke around with you about Matt Robinson and Ray Goff, and when you had two quarterbacks, one was more of a thrower, one was more of a runner. How excited are you to see Fields on the field this year, and how is that going to work out?
Yeah, I don't know that you could have a situation like I was able to do in 76. We won a championship with two quarterbacks because you can't have, quote, two quarterbacks. Mm-hmm. But we had a first string, we had a second string, but we played them both. In this particular case, I think it's just going to have to be from week to week, from practice to practice. And there's no question that Fromm is ahead because of his experience. The other guy is when he gets experience, he's going to get better and better because he's as natural an athlete that I've seen. So it's going to be, but it's a great problem to have. Let's put it that way.
It really is. It is Vince Dooley joining us here on Dukes and Bell, guys. Coming up, we'll talk some Braves with our man Nick Green from Fox Sports South as we'll talk about this series, which continues over at SunTrust Park, and Acuna. who has been on fire as of late. But we'll also talk about Freddie Freeman coming up here in about 10 minutes. Coach, you know, we have been talking a lot about this Ohio State thing that's been going on with Urban Meyer. And, you know, it's a weird situation. And I just want to ask you from your experience, because this is my belief, and I may be wrong, but when you coached, and obviously things, some things have changed, but some have stayed the same, how aware are you as a head coach with your staff of what's going on in their lives? Because the allegation with Ohio State is that he had his recruiting coordinator who apparently was allegedly abusing his wife, and Urban says he didn't know about this and then kind of backtracked and said he did, but he didn't want to, you know, make it public. How aware are you when you're a head coach at the collegiate level? Were you aware of what was going on with your assistants?
Well, I can't speak for the Ohio State situation, Urban Myers, but for my situation, you don't always know. Sometimes my wife would come tell me things that I didn't know that she believed, but I always have to have the benefit of the doubt. I say, you know, I gotta see it. So she kids me all the time about you got to see it. I'm telling you, this is going on.
Right, right. So, you're in a small college town. People speak, wives speak to each other wives.
And they, yeah, so all of a sudden, when she gets persistent, and she's pretty persistent, then I pay attention and try to find out what's going on.
Coach Vince Dooley is with us here live. You recognize the voice, legendary Georgia coach. Going to join us again for another year of shenanigans. Coach, the new stadium, we got a chance to see it while it was still underway at the G-Day game. How much have you seen of all the new bells and whistles over at Sanford?
Well, I was able to see it Saturday. We had a scrimmage. Mm-hmm. I was able to go set to the host scrimmage, and we also had a meeting of the Letterman's Club. So there were about 30 of us that got kind of a first-rate tour of the new facility, and it's you can't really see it from the outside, but you go inside, and it is quite a place, quite a recruiting lounge, and they can go out, the players can go out, and as I was telling you early, they can go out and watch the game, but they can't stay inside to watch the game once it starts because it becomes a luxury suite. Mm. So they've got some kind of technology where they just club it off. You can't see anything. And then they're able to push a button and turn it back on. It's amazing. But for $62 million, you ought to have a pretty upbeat situation.
Right.
That's so true. It is, Coach Dooley. Did anybody stand out to you as you were watching the scrimmage on over the weekend?
Yeah, all those backs. Yeah. I mean, every time they put one in and would make a run, it was pretty obvious. That certainly stood out. And the defense played hard, which was good. But when you look at those offensive linemen, they're a lot too deep. Some big folks. I mean, big. I've never seen anything quite like that. I mean, they get bigger. How much bigger they're going to get?
Yeah.
They really are big.
Well, I think, Coach, on average, across the line, I think it's about a 10-pound difference. It was like 220 last year, maybe like 220, or excuse me, 320.
320, yeah.
And 327 or 28 or so this year across the line. So the size is definitely there.
Yeah, no question about it. When I first came, I could keep thinking about it. Had two guards, offensive guard. One was 197, the other 201. You know, had a starting tackle, but it was 201.
Wow.
He later became an All-American and played 8 years of Pro Bowl, but he was a heck of an athlete, but the size, it was a difference.
It's Coach Vince Dooley with us here, guys, talking dogs. The season starts with Austin Peay, and then it's South Carolina on the road. The one thing we've talked a lot about with the analysts we've had on the show so far this offseason, you're worried about how the young guys got to adapt on the road early in an SEC game.
Well, that'll be an early challenge. I think everybody feels like that that Georgia's good enough to win the East.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we don't know about the West. We know that Auburn, Alabama are both very, very good, and some other teams. But we're certainly good enough to win the East and hopefully be back in the championship game. But yeah, that'll be the first big challenge, or the first challenge, because the two teams we play, they're semi-challenges, you mm-hmm. might call them. But
well, you always found a way to talk up the lesser opponents.
Well, yeah, when I was coaching, but I don't. I see it as a fan now.
Okay.
Yeah, those are breathers. I wouldn't have ever said that when I was coaching. I'll tell you that.
Well, what would you say, Coach? You tell the kids, you know, to get your butt kicked, you go out here, you lollygag, you slacking off, you know, you don't want to take anybody like. I mean, you would build it up.
Well, that's for sure. I mean, that is because I can always find the best thing about a particular team.
Mm. Right.
I mean, they may had a case of. I remember DeAndros, the old coach at Oregon State, telling me after we'd played him once that we got ready to play him again, and I said that that they had the best onside kicking team in the whole world. And they did. They recovered 3 onside kicks against us that particular day.
Well, that's the kind of stat that I'm talking about. That's the kind of stat that only Coach Dooley would pull out to kind of, you know, talk him up a little bit, Carl. Coach Dooley's with us here. The Georgia Bulldogs, you don't believe, and we started the conversation talking about the championship game against Bama. With Kirby, and because there's so much turnover, there is nothing to think about because you lost the game the way you did at the Mercedes-Benz, is there? If you turn the page?
I don't think so. The big factor was Alabama putting in the quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
And you can thank Auburn for that.
Right.
Now, why would I say that? Well, because as long as you're winning and you think you need to make a change, you're not going to change if you're winning. And once you get your tail kicked, which Alabama did against Auburn, I knew in my mind that there was no question that if they got in that situation again, they were going to make the change. And that's what happened. We were up, as you know, at halftime, 13-0. Mm-hmm. And I just felt that the change was coming, and it did. He made the difference in the game.
Mm. Well, talking about Tua Tagovailoa and obviously making a play.
Yeah, Jalen Hurts. And it's going to be interesting, you know, to see how they handle that situation. I mean, for the Dogs, I think that Jim Chaney, the offensive coordinator, Kirby, they're going to find a way to incorporate Justin Fields. I don't think this is necessarily what Alabama has going on, where you have a disgruntled quarterback now in Jalen Hurts.
Yeah, Saban says he's looking for one guy to win the job, whereas George is going to your point, utilize both guys.
Yeah, I think you're looking – yeah, because I think the quarterback is experienced. He's poised. The other quarterback – can do some sensational things, but at the same time, every once in a while, in my estimation, he'll make that bad mistake that comes with experience. As long as he doesn't make them again, then he's going to be one great football player.
Well, Coach, I know you are making your rounds, but we appreciate you stopping by and jumping in with us here today for a few minutes. We're looking forward to talking with you as the season plays out and getting ready to start some college football.
Amen. Amen. Always enjoyed it. Dukes and Bell.
You going to give me any lawn tips? Remember last time, Carl, the zoysia was the big thing. You replanted during the summer.
Well,
Coach,
yeah.
Coach thought that was a bad idea.
And it was, Coach. The winter just it destroyed it. So here's the deal. I'm tall fescue now, all right? Had to go tall fescue.
Oh, yeah.
But what you got in the garden now? What's going on there?
I'm always looking for some new plant that I don't have, and I got several new ones, some good ones. Yeah,
okay.
We got
to touch base.
Yeah, I'm running out of space. I got to look for more space to plant.
Coach Dooley and I, we both like being outdoors.
And for those
man.
Who don't know, or guys, if you're new, first for our millennials, yes, Coach is a well-known horticulturist. But we'll be touching on that. Now, if Georgia starts winning games 30-0, we'll be talking more about your garden than football throughout the year.
Yeah, and you ought to go see Gibbs' garden if you hadn't seen that.
Mm-hmm.
That is a good one up in Cherokee County.
Okay.
Less than an hour from Atlanta. Gibbs Garden. It is spectacular.
All right. Have to go check it out. Coach, thank you.
All right.
We'll see you soon.